Okay, so I finally realized why you want us or me at this point, because nobody else is doing this anymore, but to record it. And I thought I could just type it. But when I went back and read, and actually read like the first paragraph, it says, hold on, let me pull it up. That is the questions are supposed to be answered while masturbating. All right, well, that threw me for a loop. I was just gonna come in my room and like talk into my phone. Okay, so there's an issue here with my vibrator being like super loud, so I'm not gonna use it. Let's see how far I get. I'm pretty vibrator dependent at this point, I think, but not always. So we'll just see. Then there's the other matter of that I just popped an Ambien because I thought that this would take like 10 minutes, and so that should be really interesting. Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna get. So naughty, make us do this. So I'm getting in bed, and oh yeah, the Shakespeare thing. I can't. I'm opting out of that. I'll read whatever's at my bedside. Okay. All right. I've got like a ton of books. So we'll pick something. All right, set part one, sensual questions. All right, here we go. So hands going down the pants, and it's totally not what I expected. Okay, describe your most romantic date if you haven't been on one. Okay, so yeah, I've been on one. Most romantic. Probably my first date with my boyfriend slash fiance who died. Our first date 5 years before he died, was a really great date. He took me out for Thai food. And this was, I mean, it's been a long time, like decades, decade and a half. So I wasn't as worldly and as far as ethnic food back then. He turned me on to Thai food. I loved it right away. That was amazing. And he paid for everything, even though he was a starving musician. And we left the restaurant, and I stepped off the curb. No, he stepped off the curb, and I was still on the curb, and he kissed me. That was my first kiss from him. The height difference in the curb was perfect, and he took advantage of that. Then we went to go see a Tom Waits movie. What was it called? Something to do with time. Music, like the beat of music. I forget what it was called. But he was a big fan of his, and then I also he turned me on to a lot of things. He was a little older than I was. And then after the movie, there was some making out in the movie and minimal groping, but it was fun. I love the movies for that reason. It's been a long time since I've been to a movie and been able to do that. And then we went back to his house and, well, his apartment. And he had this like 3-inch tall, dirty, stinky futon type thing on the floor. And we fucked on that all night and like into the next day. And yeah, that was the start of a beautiful thing. So, okay. I guess the romantic part of it would just be that he took me out, he planned it, he paid for it when he couldn't. He figured it out. And he was masculine enough to take his kisses and, take me when the time was right. Didn't have to ask, or I don't know. Okay. Two. If I were to bring you a bouquet of your favorite flowers, what would they be? You? Or you as in Deadly Lucky Seven, or some guy that I was dating? Okay, let's say you. Well, let's say you and some guy that I'm dating. Normally I would just say like a plant because they last longer and I like them. So, but if it has to be flowers, I guess the most romantic ones are red roses. It's so cliched though, but yeah, I would go for the plant probably. Okay. So nothing's going on with the masturbating right now. I mean, I can't think about that. I have to focus. Like, I can't. I mean, my hand's down my pants, but it's just sort of like fiddling around with no purpose. It's. All right. I'll try to focus a little more, but then I can't focus on the questions. This is a cruel exercise. All right. Which of the following, number three, would be your ideal way to spend quality time with a partner? Going out for a night on the town, hitting the gym, staying home and watching Netflix, playing video games, doing outdoorsy stuff, or working on chores or projects? Well, I can tell you what it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be working on chores or projects. I mean, that's nice to get done, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate help getting that done. But, what was the question? Oh, ideal way, yeah. It's definitely not. Okay, so then, yeah, going to the gym is also out as an ideal way. Going out for a night on the town? Probably not. Maybe back when I was younger. I would say at this point in my life, either staying home and cuddling up and watching Netflix or playing video games, or going camping is really nice too. I love that. My favorite part of camping with a partner is being in the tent if it's cold and getting under the covers, like maybe zipping together two sleeping bags and lying, like spooning and feeling him, like if I'm the little spoon, feeling him get hard up against my ass and sort of start like poking around and grinding up on me while I'm fake pretending to try to be sleeping or fake pretending to be annoyed for as long as I can pull that off, which is not very long. Okay. What is the sweetest thing anyone has ever said or done to you? I've had many wonderful things said to me. I had one recently which really blew me away, and that was a poem that Over Nexus wrote for me, which was beautiful. And it was about my boobs. But despite the topic, it was, it was a beautiful poem. What is your favorite romantic comedy type of a movie? I guess I don't really have one of those. That's not really a genre that I watch. I like regular comedy. Like that one with the, was it called Bridesmaids? That was pretty funny. And then I like things that are, like dark comedies, I like. And strange, vaguely strange movies, I like. They're a little bit different. Like Punch Drunk Love, for example, is popping into my head right now as an example of a non-generic movie. Let's say you were on a really big date, first date, and you really want to impress the other person. You both order the lightly seared salmon. The waiter hands you the wine menu. What type of wine do you choose for you and your date? Well, I'm way more of a beer drinker. But I know enough to get a white, and I guess I would just ask the waiter to pick, to tell me what, to either pick it for me or tell me what my choices were that would go well with the salmon. And, 'cause I really don't know enough about it. And you don't know enough, ask. Okay, this one is going to seriously going to hit home for some people, but it's important to be, whoa, okay, it's important to be honest with yourself. In a relationship, do you tend to be too needy, too distant, or do you feel you do just fine and there's nothing wrong with you? It's clearly the other person's fault. I think I'm probably too, if it's either too needy or too distant, I guess I would be too distant. But I don't really think that's the problem with me in her relationship. I think my problem, because I'm very affectionate, I'm not distant. And I'm certainly not needy. I think my problem is that if somebody else is needy, I start feeling suffocated and I pull away. And the more I pull away, the more they cling. And that gets very annoying to me, to the point where I start feeling suffocated and I'm out of there. So it's a good question. I mean, those tend to be the two characteristics that have doomed various relationships for me. But I don't start out distant. And I would tell them if they were being too needy. It just doesn't seem to help. All right, part two, silly questions. Number one, if your vagina had a name, what would it be? I don't know. I'm feeling it right now, and I can tell you what it feels like. It's incredibly soft due to a recent shave. Like softer than velvet, even like a baby's thigh. It's soft. Names. I don't know. I'll come back to that. Fuck one, kill one, marry one. I already told you. Fuck Bigfoot because he's probably he's probably big somewhere else too. Marry Spock because he's definitely not going to be needy, and kill the clown. And if you had a penis, how big would you want it to be? Good question. I would want it to be big enough so that I felt like I wasn't embarrassed to pull it out, but small enough so that it didn't intimidate the women and I could get all the way in them without hitting their cervix. So I guess it's not that big. Where do you come up with these questions? What about your penis? Do you like how big it is? You need to answer some of these. There's no escape. You must choose. I'm supposed to masturbate while I'm answering this. You must choose to be attacked by either one horse-sized duck. All right, let me try to imagine that. A horse-sized duck. Okay, so a duck that's really huge. All right. Or 200 duck-sized horses. Okay, I've got that visualized. Which do I choose? Well, How long is this fight going to be? I mean, are they relentlessly coming at me all day long, or is it just like a one-time rush? You know? I think I'm going to go with the 200 little horses. I feel like I could kick them out of the way. Would you rather be able to have an unlimited amount of orgasms in a day without getting sore or fatigued, or only be able to have one really intense orgasm that lasted 30 minutes? I think with this question, I'm going to break out the vibrator because maybe that will help me focus on that part of the assignment. I'm also getting sleepy. So I'm going to try to cover this with some blankets so it's not so loud. Okay. I hope it's not as loud as in my last audio. That was like insane. All right, let's see how this goes here. That's not too bad, right? Okay. It's like my trusty vibrator. It's like coming home. Do you know that, like, maybe 5 out of 7 mornings I wake up and this thing is still between my legs? Yep, that's because I fall asleep and they're still there when I wake up. Okay, so would you rather, I'm going to go with the one intense one. I think that would be neat to feel. 30-minute, because the other one's too similar already to my daily life as it is. So, yeah. Although, on the other hand, I have seen those shows with those people who, like, they have some sort of brain injury or something, and they get rewired wrong, and they just, like, come all the time for no reason. And it seems like a particularly hellish way to live, so maybe I wouldn't want the 30-minute one. Maybe it would just get so painful. Did you say it's not painful? No, you said really intense. Huh. All right, well, I'm going to go with that anyway. I suppose this is like a one-time thing, not like a forever thing. So, okay, your partner asks you to dress up like a clown for sexy time. Do you? Does he have anything on me? Like blackmail material? Because if not, I don't think so. I'm pretty open-minded. I do a lot of things. But that's like the unsexiest costume I can think of, other than Spock. Okay. If you discovered that a time machine would allow you to bang one historical figure, mainly for bragging rights, Who would you choose and why? Well, the first person that pops into my head is Jim Morrison for bragging rights. I don't know if he would be the best lay, though. I mean, especially towards the end of his life, he was shooting up and drunk all the time. So who else? Maybe go back further in history. Oh, yeah, I know who. I can't pull his name up right now. It's because of the ambience got me not thinking already. You know, the guy who sings Hallelujah. He died when he was 27. He drowned. Oh God, what the hell is his name? James, Jim, something. Yeah. And I would just want to hear him sing. Okay. Part 3, sexy questions. Oh, good. I hope you have one about, like, glory holes and stuff that's going to get me all turned on here. If you use toys when you masturbate, describe them in harrowing detail. Ooh, do you have a little toy fetish? Colors, textures, dimensions, etc. Yes, I do have toys. The toy I'm using right now is a purple vibrator that is about 7-8 inches long. It's made out of, like, it's not hard plastic. It's, like, got that jelly stuff. But it is a vibrator. It doesn't have any, it's on or off. It doesn't have in between. And it's my go-to because it's long enough that it covers my entire region down there and part of my ass too. So I also have a bullet, for example, but that has to be held down there in place. It's like 1 inch long and it gets annoying to have to just hold it in one spot. With the big purple one, I can just sort of leave it down there and move around it and grind on it, or I don't have to have my hand down there with it. It's like a hands-free. I also have a, I don't know what it's called, but it's a long, black, thin toy that you stick up your ass. It's got every inch or so, it's got like a round, what do you call it, like a bump? I don't know, like a round, a bulb? No. Anyway, so when you put it in, every inch there's another challenging, you know, area to deal with. That one also vibrates. And then I have, last but not, oh no, I have two more. One is the Clit Torturer, which I'm not sure I'm going to use again. And, although maybe I should have taken it out for this. And then the other one is a G-spot stimulator, which vibrates and is maybe 6 inches long and also thin and curved at a, I guess that's like a 45 degree curve maybe at the end. And you're supposed to insert it, and it's supposed to be right there on your G-spot. So, I've tried it. It's new. I need to try it again. I did not, feel anything that was indicative of a G-spot. So, I might need a friend to help me with that. If you know anybody.